Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans newsline here at 7:37, where we're joined by America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. And Jordan, it's a crisis of brewing at the nation's capital as we're continuing to inch closer and closer to that debt ceiling. And this could be some pretty bad news if nothing actually gets done.
Well, it'd be the first time we would actually default on the national debt. We're getting closer. Treasury Secretary Yellen this morning said that the actual date is October 18th. No more games. We would default if we don't raise the national debt ceiling by then. So yesterday, the Republicans refused to support it at all. So it was voted down to raise national debt ceiling. And without the filibuster, then no way they're going to get 60 senators to vote for it. So it's just causing a lot of consternation on top of the infrastructure bill going through. And by the way, we also run out of money to run the government in the next 2 days because the fiscal year ends September 30th. So it's all coming to a crunch right now.
I know from the Republican standpoint, they're saying that this is the responsible thing to do. And, you know, this is, you know, Republicans have been known for fiscal responsibility throughout the years. But is this really, throwing the dice with, America's debt worthiness?
Yeah, people call it playing with fire, basically. What the Republicans are saying is if the Democrats are going to push through the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure bill with zero Republican input, then the budget is yours. Like, you know, you have to do it. We're not participating at all. That to me is kindergarten behavior. Okay, it's like you can't have my blocks. I can't have your blocks. And you know, it's just not appropriate to be playing with fire like this on the credit, the full faith and credit of the United States government. So I think it's kind of childish behavior. When you raise the national debt ceiling, you are paying for past spending, not future spending. That's a different thing. But this is money we've already spent that we don't have the money to pay and we have to borrow for it. So that's why I do not think it's particularly appropriate behavior.
Of course, this isn't the only impasse going on as well. We know the big push, a number of items on the Biden agenda going on in Washington right now, including that infrastructure bill, which is putting the two sides of the Democrat Party at odds as well. So it's even more contention in Washington, D.C.
Well, it really is, because the moderate Democrats want to do the hard infrastructure bill. This is roads and bridges and actual things to be built. The progressive Democrats want to do the what I call soft infrastructure bill, which is social spending of various types, pre-community college, pre-K education, climate change things, all kinds of wonderful stuff we don't have money for. The progressives are saying we're not going to vote for the hard infrastructure if we don't get the soft infrastructure first, and the moderates are saying the opposite. We want to do the hard infrastructure and we can get the other one later. And the progressives say they're completely linked, and then moderates are saying, no, we can do one without the other. And it's a tremendous problem because one side has to give because you can't do both. And it's all coming in a crunch at the same time. They're supposed to have a vote on Thursday about the these infrastructure bills. And we'll see this inter-party squabbling may doom the entire thing.
And while that's all happening kind of on the horizon, you know, not connected as much to what people's everyday spending is. One thing that we have all noticed are our gas prices. Here in Colorado, you're flirting with about $4 per gallon. And meanwhile, yeah, it really hasn't shown any sign of going down. And I thought when we got to fall time, I thought there was, this was the time when they changed the mix so it becomes a less expensive mix. But it sounds like gas prices are not going to be dropping like they typically do come fall.
Right. Well, we've got oil prices over $75 a barrel for the first time in quite a while, and that filters its way through to gas prices, which filters its way to everything because everything needs gas, transportation to get food to the stores and so on. So it has a wide impact on the economy. We've been cutting debt back on our oil production since Biden has taken over, taken federal lands off of lease, made from more environmental regulations. We closed down the Keystone XL pipeline. So we used to be energy independent, but now we're asking OPEC to increase production more because we need more oil. So we've shot ourselves in the foot as far as I'm concerned here. And that's the actual result, is you're seeing higher gasoline prices. I think it's going to be even higher. The current prices right now did not reflect $75 a barrel oil. I always like to say with gasoline prices, you're not paying for the gas you're putting in your car. You're paying for the price of the gas to replace that gas. The next shipment that's coming is actually what happens. So that's why it kind of filters its way through. And yes, you're going to continue to see higher and higher gas prices, well over $4 a gallon.
That could really be a damper for many people's Christmas spending plans when they're already having to deal with that high of gas prices. Jordan Goodman, you can find out more about Jordan Goodman's insights by going to America's Money Answers, correct?
Moneyanswers.com.
Moneyanswers.com. All right. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you both. Appreciate it.